That was a major tragedy. A very heinous act indeed, and very deplorable. And I think all of us need to come together to condemn what was unacceptable behavior on the part of individuals. I think I'd like to use this opportunity to call on the authorities to totally investigate this issue. We can't allow impunity to prevail. So the authorities should frontally and totally investigate this incident, and certainly for the culprits to, ultimately, for those culprits to face justice. I think that is the minimum that all of us, under the leadership of the state, should be able to do.
What is the impact of the conflict on humanitarian operations in South Sudan?
You know, for humanitarians to be able to save lives, they must be able to reach all peoples who are in need, wherever they are and whoever controls the territory in which those who need assistance, you know, affected populations are. Unfortunately, humanitarians continue to face restrictions on movements. There are obstacles to free, safe, and unhindered access. In the first 6 months of this year alone, we as humanitarians have documented in excess of 380 incidents, access incidents reported. Obviously, this is hampering our ability to be able to maximize humanitarian action. The related point that I'd like to make has to do with violence against humanitarian assets. A number of humanitarian compounds and supplies have been repeatedly attacked and in some cases looted across the country. For instance, during the unfortunate events of last month, we had the World Food Program warehouse, which had food to feed close to 220,000 people, completely and utterly looted. I mean, this is clearly unacceptable. You know, we did have also the FAO compound warehouse containing stocks of seed and tools, totally indeed looted. So these are major impediments, certainly, to the work of humanitarians in South Sudan. I'd like to use this opportunity to really say that this nation, this God-given nation, the leadership of this nation should not accept impunity when it comes to violence against humanitarians and the looting of humanitarian assets and indeed supplies.